Hello and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick. Sipping on some coffee.
Sipping on some A juice. That's apple juice. not any of the other possible A juices out there.
I thought you just meant a singular
juice. Sipping on A juice, right?
I'm not drinking multiple juices.
Nah, just one.
Just the one.
Just one. Yeah, it's actually funny. I get stares every once in a while when I go to Walmart.
You buy stares?
I do.
just buying these steps so I can walk up and down.
What is this, airplane? We're just gonna be making jokes like that all day.
I'm good with that.
So we love apple juice. We'll drink it constantly for some reason right now. So I'll pick up two huge gallons at a time, and so I put them up on the counter. Or up on the little belt thing to buy them. The lady behind the cash register is like, "Aw, I bet you have kids. You have a kid, don't you?" I was like, "Well, I do, but that's not okay." Yeah. That's exactly it. Yeah, you hit the nail right on the head.
Do they say the same thing when you buy Batman toys?
Well, I haven't bought any recently, so no, I haven't gotten that.
That's disappointing. See, I thought that you were going to say when you were picking up the apple juice jugs, and you had those jugs in your hand, that the way you were picking them up, it looked like you were lifting weights. You know, and, "Oh, those are your dumbbells." No. Which, you know, works well with one of the things we're going to talk about.
Right.
Again. This week. many apologies for the craptacular sound of last week's episode.
And thank you to 40-some of you who still listened anyway.
I mean, we don't know how many of you, you know, listened for like 30 seconds and were like, "What the crap is this?" I mean, I'm going to be honest. I tried to listen to it.
I did about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I got 3 minutes in and was like, "Nope, yeah. I can't." So
it was depressing. It was terrible.
So we apologize. We're gonna see if we can give it a little bit of a remastering, but we're terrible at things like that.
I will do my best. I've got Audacity, and I found a thing online that tells you basically like a guide to Audacity and how to do certain things. So I'll give that a shot. I mean,
you've got the audacity to.
I have the audacity to fix that show with Audacity. Correct.
Another bad joke. Chalk one up for me.
You know what I just realized? I realize I'm a dumbass. Because you made a reference to me buying Batman things. For the record, I went to Walmart the other day and I bought this cup. It's, for lack of a better term, pimp cup. It's pretty big, gaudy.
For children.
Right. It is originally for children. But we're adults here. At least I am. I don't know about you.
I'm a kid in an adult's body.
Right. Well, it's the stubble. But it's got Batman stuff printed all over it. I think I posted it on my Facebook the other day. It's my new favorite cup. It went right over my head. But he made a Batman reference.
I honestly wasn't even looking at your cup when I made it.
Oh, really?
But for the sake of sounding like I make sense, right. I totally was making that reference.
All right. Well, back to the show anyway.
So back to the show. This is a big show.
This is a big show.
This is number 20.
20.
We've been doing this for five months.
5 months. Right?
That's crazy.
I know.
It's
ever since our little ones were 2 months old.
And now they're over 6 months old.
Yeah. Emma's going to be 7 months on the 11th.
That's tomorrow. Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I forgot what the date was.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
We have some.
Time flies.
It does. We have some large babies.
We do. I think mine is... mostly in the thighs and the belly. She's got such a cute big belly.
Yeah. Maddie's got it. Let's just say she's got it everywhere.
But that's good though. That's good.
Her face, I mean, dude, those cheeks are so cute. I mean, everyone's like, oh my God, I want to squeeze those cheeks.
Yeah.
I'm like, you keep your hands off my baby's cheeks. That's what you're going to do.
Go away, hobo man.
You know, random passerbys just are like attracted. They just like, it's like their spidey sense or cheek sense is tingling. They're like, oh
my God.
Baby with huge cheeks. No. Back up.
Oh my goodness.
Family, I don't mind. Mm-hmm. I love you, family.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, 20th episode.
I remember my 20th birthday. Do you remember yours?
Vaguely.
You know what I did? Nothing. I did absolutely nothing. I did nothing but sit there in my bedroom texting my friends about how I'm excited for my 21st birthday. And then it's 1 year closer.
So what did I do on my 20th birthday? And you know what? I know what I did. I had been dating Sarah for just over a month.
Yeah?
Yes.
You guys have a date night thing?
I got my ear pierced.
Okay.
When I was in high school, because of where I worked at Gennardi's, a grocery store.
And it was the 90s.
No.
I'm not going to lie.
Well, I got my ear pierced in 2000.
That one picture of you in college with the fro going on?
That was in 2000 and...
Really?
Two?
Well, then you're surrounded by 90s kids. Because literally, it could have been from 1992. I wouldn't have
rattled. Based on the furniture?
Based on the furniture and the clothes you were all wearing.
Well, I was wearing my brother's high school soccer hoodie with an afro.
Oh, God.
And I also had two pop blood vessels in my eyes from dry heaving from going out the night before for my 21st.
Oh, man.
Disadvantage to having your birthday near Christmas on your 21st is when that happens.
Yeah.
And then you go to Christmas Eve church service.
Right.
And everyone's like, oh, what happened? Do you have pink eye? Yeah, yep. Yep.
I got attacked by a bear.
No, I got really sick. It wasn't from drinking, I promise. Definitely.
It had nothing to do with alcohol.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure on my 20th birthday, we went to the mall in Lancaster.
Nice.
And I already had me left ear pierced, which I did before I went to college. Right summer leading up, right before I left, I got it done.
All
right. I wasn't allowed to have... There was no piercings or facial hair allowed to work at Gennardi's, the grocery store, which is no longer around, more or less. Right. Which is weird. So, I got one, and then I was like, you know what, I want to get my cartilage done. Nice. But instead of being smart,
uh-huh.
I already have my left one done.
I can still see the little dent in
right there.
Yeah.
So instead, I had the left lobe, and then I got my right cartilage. So I looked like an unbalanced pirate.
Yeah, you probably looked a little.
So then eventually,
you got a lazy eye or something.
So eventually I got the right lobe done, so I had three. Which, you look at me now and you're like, that guy didn't have earrings. Or you're like, that guy totally had earrings, he's a D-bag. But that was at the time when, I mean, you have things in your ears.
Yeah, I remember when I got my ears pierced. It was really random, too. It wasn't for my birthday or anything. We had just moved back down to Pennsylvania, and my mom was kind of taking me for a tour around... like Pottstown. We were living in Schwanksville, and okay. She kind of took me for like a little tour because I was going to start going to Monco. And I had no idea about anything in this area at the time. But so she was taking me around. We went over to the Coventry Mall. We were walking around, and we walked past the piercing pagoda, and she was like, hey, want to get your ears pierced? Like, you buy them? Sure. Why not? Let's do it. Screw it. Yeah. So I got the one done. Just the left.
Yeah.
And I went home, and I was cleaning it, and I was looking at it, and I was like, you know what? Nah, I can't do this. So my whole center of balance is off. So I went back the next day and got the other one. But yeah, I didn't start gauging my ears until like a couple of months after.
All right. So you got your ears pierced the same place we took Sophia to get hers done.
Yes. Yeah. Probably the same needle, too, because those people are a little skanky. So what that brings up actually a question. Curtis and I were talking about the other day. How long did you wait before you got her ears pierced?
She got them done when she was one.
Okay.
She got a gift certificate for her birthday, for her first birthday.
Oh, that's cute.
To get them done. So we took her over there like a week. Actually, it was torture. Not the getting the ears pierced part was torture.
But getting her in the car into the mall.
No, it was... The day before, she had just gotten all her vaccines for her 1 year appointment.
Yeah.
So she got all the shots. Had a fever. And then we got her ears pierced. And I was the one who had to hold her.
Right.
So I'm standing there, and I have pictures up on Facebook. I'll have to find them and pop them up on her page. But it's like I had to hold her head. And so it was like my arm was like down over her eyes, and I'm like holding her head while they're trying to, you know, they did them both at the same time.
Yeah.
They had two people instead. Like, when they're like, oh, we're going to at the same time, I just picture, you know, one girl working at Pearson Pagoda just like spinning the piercing guns, like taking them like out of the holster.
Some kind of cowboy. Yeah.
And then just, right at the same time. But.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard of people getting their kids' ears pierced, you know, when they're like 6 months.
Yeah, we saw, like, I swear, I don't, you know, and I don't know, maybe this little kid was born small.
Like pierced ears?
Well, no, that would be interesting, though. Wouldn't that be a trick? It's like when a magician puts a whole bunch of, like, paper clips, swallows a whole bunch of paper clips, and then they come out as a chain.
Oh, right,
you know?
Yeah. That's...
You put some earrings in the womb there. Kid comes out with pierced ears. That's terrible. But
I don't even know how you get earrings inside of a womb.
Hey. There's a belly button for a reason. But anyway. So we were walking through the mall the other day. And like I said, I don't know if this kid was born premature. So maybe he's just small for his age. But, I mean, looked like 2 weeks old. I swear. Is how small this kid was. Like,
and it was a boy?
Yeah.
With pierced ears.
It was a boy. Yeah. Well, okay. I should say dressed in blue, like all in blue, which typically people do the blue pink thing.
Well, yeah.
Boys, girls. So I'm assuming that it was a boy. And I swear the kid was like 2 or 3 weeks old.
It is tough sometimes to gauge.
Right.
Gauge their sex.
Yeah.
When they're that small. Yes, I said gauges and what's in your ears.
Okay, that's...
I am just crushing it with terrible puns today.
This is like Airplane 3 going on right now. Here, take these pills with this water. What is it, doctor? 2 parts hydrogen, 1 part oxygen. Helps the pills go down easier. Ah, Leslie Nielsen, I miss you.
Shirley, you can't be serious.
I am serious. Don't call me Shirley. Jesus.
Good old Airplane.
Mm-hmm. I was actually watching Airplane 2 for the first time in a long time. And let me tell you, Bill Shatner never looked so good. But anyway.
Who doesn't love some Bill Shatner?
So what age did you guys out there who have daughters or sons, if you got your sons ears pierced, whatever.
Yeah, you know.
So what age did you wait till? Did you get them done when they were really little? Or, you know, let us know on Facebook, on Twitter. You know where to find us at PPDadcast and Facebook.com/PoppinBottlesDadcast.
Speaking of
which,
where you can find us.
Oh, jeez. Here it is.
We've been teasing it.
Teasing. Dangling it in front of your face like a ball of yarn in front of a kitty.
You can now go to the one and only.
Oh, God.
PoppinBottlesDadcast.com. There's no WordPress in there.
No.
PoppinBottlesDadcast.com.
Out of there, WordPress.
It's our brand spanking new site. We got some cool features. And by cool features, I mean on the homepage. You can, right there in front of your faces.
In your face.
You can stream every single episode of this handy dandy podcast.
Handy dandy podcast.
Get your handy dandy notebooks.
Right.
Right.
It's mail time.
Instead of just having the links, you can click play, stream everything right there. We have an about page.
We do.
If you don't know what we're about.
I'm about money.
Yeah.
Money.
Nah, it's still a little bit under construction. I'm just still working on some things.
Yeah, yeah.
To get it where we want it to be, but it is live.
And it is looking good.
It is.
Definitely.
I'm very, very happy with how it looks.
Yeah,
We're going to be soon doing, don't have our first person lined up just yet, but we're going to be, I'm calling it podcast one-on-one.
Yeah.
Or one-to-one, whatever you want to call it. We're going to be doing a Google Hangout with some of our favorite podcast hosts.
Right.
You know, we're going to start with dad podcasters, and if people who do others want to get all up in it.
I.e. Mark Maron, if you're listening. Would be great to have you on.
Kevin Smith.
Right.
So yeah, we have that. We're going to, you know, some of the random stupid videos that we put together, we're going to pop up there.
Right.
PBTV.
PBTV. Which I came up with earlier. I was real proud of it. I was real proud of that.
PBTV. I like it. Get I'll it. Have to, I'll tweak it.
Tweak it.
Anytime we do a video cast, it'll be on PBTV. Which would be dope.
Hells yeah.
So I'll pop the Christmas special video cast up there.
I get it. You'll pop it up there.
It's not even what I was intending to do. But
it's just a natural thing.
Yeah. So we have links to Ben's blog, to my blog.
Right.
BKMullen.com.
WordPress.com. I still got the WordPress little shimmy in there.
Yeah, yeah. So. BKMullen.wordpress.com.
Right.
PapaBrownie.com. What else do we have on there?
I don't know.
There are things. It's magical.
It is magical.
We're gonna be having some guest posts, hopefully.
I would like to do a little plug, if you don't mind, because on bkmullen.wordpress.com you can find episodes of my new show in the Lazy Banana universe called Earth vs. Ben. I ditched one of the other shows because it just wasn't working out. It wasn't. I was trying to. It's been canceled. I canceled the Twitter. I canceled the Facebook page. I did everything. It's gone. It's out of here. Done. Might as well forget it. Yeah. So, I think it's like going to be every Monday or Tuesday. I haven't really decided yet. But pretty much whenever I get the chance to, I'm just going to rant into a microphone for a little while.
So it is Earth versus Ben?
Earth versus Ben.
See, yeah. It's funny because that goes along with the new show that I'm coming up with.
Really?
Which is Nick versus the World.
Oh, that's good. I like that, actually.
Yeah, I don't really have one.
No, he's a liar. He's a filthy liar. I saw that little smile on your face, and I just knew. You're just being a prick.
You know. There, if you were to ask my siblings, there's a name for that smile.
Oh, yeah?
It's called the Nick Grin.
The Nick Grin.
It's face I make when I'm semi-embarrassed about something.
Nice.
And which my younger sister, Alyssa... Mm-hmm. Always points out when it happens. I mean, literally, like if someone gives me a compliment and I'm embarrassed by it, I do that.
Mm-hmm.
And she points it out. Nick Grant! I'm like, let's make it even worse now. I think Ben's going to die in the bathroom. I don't know what's happening. I'm going to keep talking. So we're also a part of, well, we, as a team, we're part of a group that you can check out on Facebook. There's a Facebook page called Damn Bloggers. D-A-M, as in Dad and Mom Bloggers.
Dads and Moms.
Yes. You know where you can find a mishmash of some of your favorite mom bloggers,
right?
Some of your favorite dad bloggers. You know, we do. So there's some shared content, questions, you know, all sorts of neat stuff. So check them out.
Yeah.
It's quite entertaining to be a part of the group. I want to thank David Wallach, Dad All Day, for
all day
adding me to the group. It's been entertaining.
Yeah.
Met, you know, came across, just like with our dad bloggers group, met some cool mom bloggers, who, you know, more people laugh at my jokes.
Which is nice. That's a nice feeling.
Yes.
Yeah.
We did a an Oscar Twitter party, more or less. It was just we were tweeting with the hashtag #DamnOscars. And I mean, I said, anytime I get a retweet or a reply or a favorite to some stupid joke I make on Twitter, I had the same reaction that the Oscar winners have when they find out they win. They love me. They really love me. So, you know, show us some love on Twitter. It's fun. You can find me at Brownie_22. You can find this joker.
This little guy over here.
At BKM505.
Right.
Incidentally, the number of his house.
What's that? You just gave away my secret. Now I have to change it.
Are you going to be 507?
I don't know. 507 is your neighbors, right?
No, that's me.
Oh, that's you? Oh, because it does the cross the street.
Yeah, we're the odds. Which makes sense, considering we are odd.
Definitely.
Nah, I mean?
Too true.
Did you say toot?
I said too true.
Yeah, you said toot.
I said two. Two. T-double-O. Alright, look, we're not gonna have this fight right now. We're not gonna do this. We're not gonna do this live.
This episode is terrible. Yeah. It's just...
Speaking of toots, though, actually...
that does smell.
Nicknames for things that I have found with, like, differences between families. Like, we'll be over at Curtis's parents' house, right? And then we'll be sitting there. She cuts a fart. Yeah.
So... Who?
Emma.
Okay.
Emma does. Yeah. So.
Just making sure.
Carissa's mom is really cute. She's like, "Oh, are you shooting bunnies?" That is one of the cutest things. Because sometimes it just makes it sound like. Yeah. Which sounds like shooting a bunny. Not that I would know what that sounds like, but you know.
When I was growing up, a guy that. Was it? I think a guy who went to our church. Him and his family and their kids were growing up referred to it as floating an air biscuit.
that is way too long. That's terrible.
Did you just float an air biscuit? Yeah, it did. We say, just because I guess we don't want Sophia saying farted, which I wasn't allowed to say fart when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to say a lot of stuff when I was a kid.
Did you go to Catholic school?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we grew up in the church.
Right.
Not Catholic church, but, so it was always...
You grew up in a church? Literally, that's interesting. Yeah. Wow. Yes. How's the rent on that?
Tax-free. we always called it tooting.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so that's what...
We say toot.
And that's what Sophia says, but every time she actually does fart, she's, "I tooted!" I'm like, yes. That's, I claim them. Claim them. Anytime she goes in the bathroom, I'm like, "You gotta drop heat?" To which Sarah yelled at me for.
That's funny.
I was like, I'm like, "You need to take a dump?" No, it's like, "Alright, you know." She's like, "You know, I'm pooping." And I'm like, "Go drop heat."
Yeah.
Which I just started, and Sarah hates it.
Dropping the Browns off at the Super Bowl.
I've never been to the Super Bowl. What are you talking
get
about?
It? Do you get it?
Yes, I do get
yeah,
it.
That's funny.
One of my buddy Zach, his wife posted a video of their son, Bryson. Saying, and he's Sophia's age. He's 2 months younger than her. "I dropped a deuce."
High five, little kid.
Yeah.
I don't even care if you wash your hands.
Yeah,
give me a high five.
I got a text from Zach asking if I had seen it. And I said, "No, not yet." He said, "You of all people will appreciate it." And I was like, "All right, so I go." And as soon as I heard it, I died.
Yeah.
I had a thing.
How are you even here?
I had a thing in college when we'd have parties. You had parties? No. Only every other Saturday our senior year in our tiny little apartment. But... our bathroom was just kind of located in a bad spot. Real narrow hallway.
Yeah.
And, you know, a ton of people in there. And people would drop deuces in, like, at a party. You don't go to a party and drop a smash in someone's house.
It's rude.
Yeah.
It's rude.
So,
I mean, if you really, really gotta go, I understand, but you gotta ask the host first.
Yeah.
At least.
So I'd walk and I could immediately just smell it.
Yeah.
And I'd just start yelling, "Who deuced? Who deuced in my apartment?
We got a deuce foul."
Yeah. And I actually embarrassed the crap out of some freshman who we nicknamed Rainbow Bright. She had bright red hair, and I just started calling her Rainbow Bright.
Oh my goodness.
And, or not a freshman, because we didn't have underage people at our parties.
Right.
I forget what age she was. Anyway, this girl we nicknamed Rainbow Bright clearly went in and did it. And she's walking out, and it reeked.
Yeah.
Don't put him on there.
I'm thinking about mounting R2-D2 to the microphone. That's what that sound is right there.
She walks out the door and I yell, "Who deuced? You deuced!
You! You're trying to get away!
Yeah.
Somebody and grab her!"
And then I pushed her in and shut the door and made her live in her own stench.
I didn't
do that.
Wow. Thank God she was not underage, because that would have been illegal.
Well, by underage, it's under 21, not 21. But, you know, we only had 21 and over.
Of course. Because you're responsible people.
Yes, very. In college. We're going to edit this whole conversation out. anywho, we have just gone off in tangents.
A little bit. But, so, we both started, well, I started working out again recently. Nick, you tried to.
Oh,
you got your, what, the T1000 something? I don't know.
It's called Focus T25. Everyone just calls it T25.
All right. I'm going to call it T1000 because that's cooler.
Yes, I'm doing the T1000. I did Monday and Tuesday. Felt great. Got up on Wednesday morning. Didn't get up to work out because I like to sleep.
Right.
Got a shower. And I'm going to put my shirt on, and all of a sudden, I just felt a tweak right in between my shoulder blades,
mm-hmm.
where I happen to have a herniated disc.
That's killer, man.
Couldn't sleep for 3 days, really. It was like from my shoulder blades up all the end of my neck.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really able to...
Yeah, that's great when you got to chase around a toddler.
Oh, it was not nice at all. But I went back to physical therapy yesterday.
Yeah.
Which I finished in October and was hoping I wasn't going to have to go back.
Right.
I feel a lot better today.
Good.
My physical therapist told me that, like, she took out, you know, the spine.
The spine chart?
No, not the chart. She, like, the...
Oh, the actual
She
model.
Ripped it out of someone's
right.
body.
Like Predator. Showing, yeah.
the model of a spine. And was showing me, you know, where each of my vertebrae... And was like, "Well, this is how this one was," and was just like sideways. And she's like, "That's because your posture is terrible."
Right.
So,
mine too.
She gave me a
bring those shoulders back.
Yeah, I'm sitting up completely upright. But I was told, you know, if I'm not sitting with the correct posture, one, she's going to tape my shoulders back, which would just be really awkward.
Right.
But two, I'm just gonna, my alignment's just gonna, you know, go back and I'm gonna be in pain again.
Right.
So, I actually, to help remedy all of this, basically my entire upper body and core is just like, kapleh.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have...
It's spent.
I don't have the strength up, all up in that areas that I should.
Right.
My lower half, my legs are good.
So at least you can do, like, you know, like leg lifts and stuff.
Well, I have to work on the strength and everything for up.
Right.
Which, I mean, you know, I'm out of shape, so I need to get going. But she said start off 2 days a week. Sarah's doing it too, and today is day five for her.
Cool.
Which she started after I got hurt, so.
Right.
I said, go take my workout time
slot.
Yeah. But, you know, we're both trying to, so I'm going to start out instead of doing the full five days, I'm going to do 2 to 3 and work up. And then I have 2 days of physical therapy where I'm going to have to do a lot of core exercises.
Right.
So, yeah. And you have said you were considering P90X, which I have.
Yeah, I was considering it.
And
yeah.
P90X2. I don't have P90X3, but I can I can get that.
Yeah. I've been doing Planet Fitness for the past month. It's been going generally well. Last week was a total bust, though. If anybody read my latest diet diary thing, it really was a total bust. Because we ended up just, like, buying out for lunch all the time and getting pizza and chugging soda again and shit like that. Didn't go at all to the gym, like, at all in the 5 days last week because I was getting home from work and I was completely exhausted. I felt like I couldn't do anything. But, you know, in the true spirit of someone who works out, this week's going to be different. Actually, like, we went food shopping yesterday and bought up a whole bunch of fruit, you know. And I do have the immersion blender for making, you know,
smoothies
and margaritas, you know. But we're going to keep that one on the down low. But yeah. And if anybody's confused why we're talking about this on a show that's supposed to be about being dads, right? For any of you new listeners.
Yeah, we don't want to be fat dads. I wrote a post about it. Ben has been doing his diet diaries, which
right.
It's not a good name. Diet diary. Yeah. I just feel like I'm going to say diet diarrhea.
Diet diarrhea.
Which right. Diarrhea can be a very good diet.
It's a very good diet, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I should rephrase that. Not something you should eat in your diet.
Of course.
Something, a weight loss tool.
Right.
Yeah. Not pleasant.
The one funny thing that I've ever heard Jay Moore say was he started out his stand-up saying, "So I just lost 37 pounds on my new diet," and everybody's, you know, clapping, the whole crowd goes nuts. He's like, yeah, I started this new diet regime. It's called the flu. I had the flu for a while. It's just throwing up and pooping everywhere.
That is the one advantage of when you get that. It's you feel horrible.
Yeah.
But then you're like, hey, I just lost 7 pounds in 2 days.
Exactly, yeah.
Just stay off. I wrote my post where, you know, I kind of threw out, and this was before I hurt myself, or maybe it was the day I hurt myself. I don't remember. Just said, dad is fat, time to shed some pounds. You know, kind of asked my readers to basically help me be accountable.
Right.
And, you know, of course, it's tough to stay on it when you get hurt. You know. So what we're asking is, listeners, dear listeners, stay up on us.
Yeah.
Ask us how we're doing. You know?
A little bit of support goes a long way. And if anybody has any tips, because I asked a recent question, which you can go check out on the website, bkmullen.wordpress.com. That thing I was wearing the other day, the constricting thing around my gut.
Your lady girdle?
But it is kind of, yeah. But it's supposed to make you sweat a lot and, like, constrict all your, apparently, your fat.
Yeah.
Cells or whatever, or the pockets of fat or whatever.
Sweat. It's got you sweating like a turbo.
Right.
Jet.
But yeah, it's supposed to help shed water weight and supposed to help make a difference. I'm pretty skeptical about it. I mean, I've been sticking with it. Whenever I go to the gym, I put it on and it feels real good coming off. Let me tell you, because I'm standing there. I'm not standing. I'm running on the treadmill, right? And I got this thing, right? And I get into it. You know, it gets comfortable after a little while.
He's miming running right now.
I am, even though this is a recording, this is an actual video. But then, I don't realize exactly how tight it is.
Right.
Until I go back to the locker room and zip, take it off, and all of a sudden my gut falls out, hits a little kid in the head. Yeah.
But you shouldn't be swinging that thing at little kids.
Nah. No.
That's not. It's not good.
Nah, my gut is just... It's just depressing right now, especially since I'm sitting down.
Yeah, dude, I completely...
Got that. You remember that... You remember that
The Goonies?
Episode of Simpsons? Where Homer goes to the doctor because he officially, like, feels like he's eaten too many donuts and he's fat, right?
Okay, yeah.
So the doctor lifts up his shirt and smacks his belly, and he says that this is a test for how many ripples go around determines exactly how much fat you have on your body, right? So he slaps Homer's body, and it just keeps going round and round and round and round and round in this wave. That's how I feel right now. That's how I feel.
Hey, I know the feeling.
But yeah, so we're posting about it, you know.
Trying to...
Putting questions out there, and if you guys can, you know, throw us a little online high five every once in a while.
We appreciate awesome. The support and encouragement. Speaking of support and encouragement, but not at all.
Not anything to do with it at all.
No, I wrote a post on Monday.
Yeah.
Was it Monday?
One of the days ending in Y.
Yeah, because I wrote like three posts on like Monday, Tuesday this week. It was It was an odd week for posts for me.
Right.
But I wrote a post called "How I Duped Mommy into Liking Me."
Yes, I saw that.
Basically, just you know, a lot of people wrote posts on Valentine's Day about how they met their spouse or significant other.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I didn't do it then. I just you know, I didn't have time. And I just decided to write it, and then all of a sudden, it was my biggest day of traffic ever.
Yeah.
By a landslide. I was like, what? And I was like, oh, it must have been because of how attractive we were when we were 19 and 20 in the picture.
Right, in the picture, yeah. Everyone was like, who's that hottie?
Yeah. And then they saw me.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I blame Sarah. I said everyone saw you at 20, and immediately, who's that?
Yeah,
I
gotta click on this shit.
Yeah, so I wrote that, and then did a horrible MS Paint illustration to talk about the conversation where Sophia kicked me out of the house and
nice.
Said that I don't live with them, and I live with a dolphin who I also ride.
Right,
you know. So interesting week to say the least. Up, Frozen Chef Madness.
Frozen Chef Madness. Hashtag Frozen Chef Madness.
Yes, I'm one of 16 brand ambassadors for Easy Home Meals.
Congrats on the gig, by the way.
Thank you. You can find them at easyhomemeals.com. March is Frozen Food Month. Yeah, it's Frozen Food Month.
Nice.
So with the NCAA basketball tournament coming around, there's a challenge out there to any of you who would like to enter. Use three ingredients. Go to Life of Dad, easyhomemeals.lifeofdad.com
right.
to find the list of brands that you can use. Take three of them and whatever other ingredients you want.
Yep.
And come up with a meal, kind of focus on like appetizers or a snack, something easy for when you sit down to watch games.
Right.
That kind of thing. I also entered. My entry is called the Fat Five Slamwich.
It looks ridiculous. I gotta say. Ridiculous in a good way.
Yeah, it's
if you like fried food.
It was kind of ironic that I put that up the same day that I put the dad is fat
right.
post.
Right. Yeah, did you eventually eat those sandwiches?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was awesome. You can find it. I have the pictures. I put them up on Twitter. They're on Facebook and on my site. It's cheesesteak with chicken tenders, mozzarella sticks, and french fries. All in the roll.
All on a roll.
Hence,
in a sandwich,
it's kind of a shout out to the grease trucks, to Are You Hungry grease trucks at Rutgers, which are the creators of the fat sandwich,
right?
Which you know, it takes all your different foods, throws them in. They have a ton of different ones, but like the original was, you know, with fries and chicken fingers and all that stuff all together. So I put that together. So, like I said, go to easyhomemeals.lifeofdad.com. You can find out all you need to enter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you do, you, use hashtag frozen chef madness. You can win $800 on a Visa gift card.
Nice.
Which
nice.
I'm laying good. Claim to.
Okay.
It's mine. Right.
I don't know. Our good friend Chris Bernholdt from the Philly Dads Group.
Yeah.
He's talking smack.
Chris is talking smack. Scotty Schreier from Dads Who Change Diapers. Talking smack. Lunchbox Dad Bo Coffrin's talking smack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Out with the Kids Jeff Bogle's talking smack.
WTK.
Art Eddy. Tommy Riles. Patrick Quinn.
Figures.
All these guys are talking smack.
Yeah.
They got nothing. Although I'm a terrible cook, so, you know. I lack creativity. So, you know, go check out. Life of Dad has, lifeofdad.com has all of our entries up there.
Right.
And, you know, ones you guys enter, you'll see up there. Check it out. Enter. I have a post with all of the deal on papabrownie.com.
The deets.
Yeah, I have a couple posts.
Right.
One announcing the contest, one right. with my entry.
And you know what? We should throw that up on poppinbottlesdadcast.com.
I will.
Should make that a thing.
I'll share those posts that I wrote.
Right.
And pop them up on there. I gotta stop saying popping when I'm talking about our site.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's just what I said. I'm like, oh my god, I gotta pop a post up. So yeah, I have issues.
A little bit. That need some tissues. That's the phrase.
Yeah,
issues,
sure.
Tissues. Yeah, get it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It rhymes. Oh. It rhymes. It's good.
All right, Busta Rhymes.
So we're going to see Great Nana today. We got a mysterious package from my aunt and uncle who live in Florida for Emma for Christmas. But the message that came with the present was that we could only open it as long as we were in the presence of Nana.
Okay.
And Nana, I'm guessing it's a book because the rest of the notes said that Nana had to read it with Emma.
Okay.
All right. Which is cool.
Makes sense.
Unfortunately, we have not had a lot of time to make it out there between Christmas and now. But today,
it's
this afternoon. Today's the day.
It's D-Day.
D-Day, right.
I don't
know. Or G-Day. Got it. Cream of the day.
Yeah, I gotcha.
There. Or great grandmother's Gigi Day.
That's actually what Sophia calls my grandma.
Oh yeah, is Gigi.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah. So I guess her great great grandparents would be GGG.
G cubed.
Right. G3. Got it.
G3, the Mighty Ducks.
But yeah, I'm pretty excited about it, man. I'm curious as to what this thing is.
All right. Well, You'll find out. You'll share it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sharing is caring, my friend.
Who's Karen?
Caring.
Oh, sorry. That's...
I didn't say Sharon is Karen.
No, Sharon isn't Karen. Sharon is Sharon. Duh.
And we've gone off the rails.
Once again.
On a crazy train.
No.
Ozzy!
No. Do not do your Ozzy impression. No Ozzy impression.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's, my God.
I wish that was a timely...
Just don't do that. Don't do that in front of Emma. Don't scar her for life.
I won't.
All right. Have a good week, everybody.
We will see you next weekend on Twitter and Facebook and popandbottlesdadcast.com.
Right.
TM.
We still have time to actually say the names of the things. All right, fine.